number of years ago, I was coming in on a plane, which is, you know, the way I fly. I was seated next to an old boy. Couldn't help but notice he had his wedding band on the index finger of his left hand. A little unusual. So I commented on it. I said, "Friend, you got your wedding band on the wrong finger." And he said, "Yeah, I married the wrong woman." Now, I have no idea whether he married the wrong woman or not. But this I am completely convinced of, namely that most people have got a lot of wrong ideas about what success is and how do you get more of the things money will buy and all the things that money won't buy. Do you really have to step on people, abuse them, take advantage of them? Or is that the worst possible approach? And I'm convinced that's the worst possible approach. Our philosophy clearly says that you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Now, as we explore goals and goal setting and goal reaching, there are four basic reasons why most people in America do not have a goals program. Now, everybody's got individual goals. You had a goal to get here tonight. The alcoholic has a goal. The bank robber has a goal. But I'm talking about a goal program. Now, the first reason is this little thing called fear. Now, it forms an acronym, F-E-A-R, that's false evidence appearing real. But you know, if it appears real to the individual, then basically it is real in that person's mind. The second is poor self-image. The third one is they have never been sold. And the fourth reason they don't have a goals program is they really don't know how. It's not taught in most educational institutions. It's not taught in most corporate worlds. So they've never really been sold or taught why they had to have it. I think, for example, of a young man when I talk about something that's false evidence appearing real. When Viktor Serebryakov, and isn't that a tongue twister of a name for you, was 15 years old, one of his teachers said to him, "You're a dunce. You're not going to make it. Why don't you drop out of school, learn a trade, get a job, and then you'll be self-supporting someday." Well, for the next 17 years, he was an itinerant. He did just about everything that a person can do, including a stint in the army. And then one reason, for whatever reason, they did an evaluation on Viktor, and he tested out at genius level, an IQ of 161. Now understand this, for 17 years, every morning he'd gotten up and shaved a dunce, dressed a dunce, thought as a dunce, went to work as a dunce, and performed as a dunce. Then he only learned one thing, just one. He learned that instead of a dunce, he was a genius. Now he starts getting up and shaving that genius, dressing that genius, taking that genius to work, and performing as a genius. Since then, he has written a number of books as a very successful businessman, and he was one year the president of the International Mensa Society. Now, folks, you got to have an IQ of 140 just to get in the Mensa Society. But for 17 years, fear had crippled him. The fear that he was not going to make anything in life, so he had to learn something in order for him to make a living. Now, we need to understand, as you will hear me say and have heard me say many times, that failure is an event. It is not a person. Yesterday really did end last night. But here's an interesting thing. Although failure is an event, maybe your failure is not your fault. Let me give you a little hypothetical example. You finally reach that point in life where you got all the money you can possibly need, decide to build a magnificent home. You hire the finest architect that money can buy, one with that fabulous reputation, and you give him the instructions, "I want the finest home we can find, and I want you to tell the builder to use the finest materials that are available." The home is complete. It's absolutely gorgeous. You move in, and 6 months later, the house begins to collapse. Now, the question is, who do we blame? The answer is very obvious. You blame the architect. The builder used the best materials available, but the plan was wrong. Now, you might be 20, 30, 40, 50 years old or whatever. I know when I was 45, I was broke.